Newman Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
What is going on? Welcome into the JetCast today here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. I am Jackson Schneider, your host, as always. And this is episode 161 of our show. Got a lot of great stuff to get to today. A couple of really fun feature interviews with some great people here on campus. One new face, one face that you may have heard of before around Newman Athletics, as well as... a big piece of the future. But our new guest, one of our first-time JetCast attendees or guests, if you will, is Alex Gillig, a senior pitcher on the Newman baseball team. A great kid. Really enjoy getting to know him and talking with him over the last couple of weeks as the season has gotten started, and wanted to have him on the show to get you all a chance to hear from Alex and hear a little bit of his story and his perspective on where Newman baseball is at right now, and it's just a great conversation. You'll really enjoy hearing from Gilly in that conversation. But then, a familiar face to Newman Athletics. She'll be making her debut, I suppose, on our show, but she is no stranger to Newman University. Tori Provencio, brand new head volleyball coach here at Newman, a Newman alum, and returning now to our campus to lead our volleyball program. You're going to love hearing from her, getting to know a little bit about her background in volleyball and coaching, and about why she felt like now was the right time to return to Newman and to come help lead this program. Just a fantastic conversation from Coach Provencio that you will really enjoy hearing as well. But before we get into those chats, let's get you a little bit of news and notes, because our Jet men's bowling team claimed the SWIBC Conference Championship and won some individual awards over the last couple of days. But they captured the SWIBC Conference Championship after 2 days that saw Newman climb from behind and take control on the last day of competition. They got off to a bit of a slow start, but stayed within, you know, reach of the top of the board and finished the opening round in second place. And then in day two is when it really got going for the Jets. They fired a 11:57 team game to begin their block and swung the standings in a single game. And then entering the day, they were 120 pins behind, but then they moved, after that performance, 120 pins in the lead after, you know, that 11:57 team performance. Then they maintained that top spot the remainder of qualifying, finished as the number one seed heading into match play. Freshman Darius Allo led the way throughout the qualifying. He earned tournament MVP with a 235.6 average over seven games, which is absolutely phenomenal. And then his performance also secured him all-conference first-team recognition. Senior Noah Akiona joined Allo in the conference first team, while Kalen Ogata added to the team's honors by earning a spot on the all-tournament team with a 216 average as well. In the semifinals, though, the Jets were pushed to five games but closed out the match 3-2 to advance to the championship match. with Southern Nazarene University, and the Jets controlled the pace and secured the title with a 3-1 win over Southern Naz, and left the weekend as SWIBC conference champions. So that was fantastic news to see, and they'll continue working this next weekend. They'll head to Indiana to compete in the Hoosier Classic, which is the last tournament of the regular season this coming weekend. So big stuff on the horizon for the Jet men's team, and we'll be sure to catch up with head coach Billy Murphy in the very near future about this team and their continued success here in the future. But I wanted to bring that to your attention because it was fantastic news to hear that they claim the conference championship and that they continue to build a really, really impressive season and resume this year. So follow along if you haven't been. But let's go ahead and take our first break here on the JetCast today. And when we come back, as we mentioned, we'll hear from senior baseball pitcher Alex Gillig, and then we will hear from the brand new head volleyball coach of your Newman Jets in Coach Tori Provencio. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. You're listening to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Life. It throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
Welcome back into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider pleased to be joined now over the phone by Newman senior pitcher Alex Gillig. Alex, thanks so much for joining the show today, man. Really appreciate it. How you doing?
Nah, man. Thank you. I'm doing great. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here and be able to be interviewed by such a great guy, you know?
You're too kind, really. You guys are too nice to me. You don't know me well enough yet if you're saying stuff like that. Well, Alex, first question I got for you is brand new season just underway. I know it's kind of been interesting. You had your first series canceled, and then you have this weekend they're already moving some games around. How have you and the team adjusted to some of the weather that's gotten in the way of trying to get a rhythm for you guys early in the year?
Yeah, I mean, one thing that Coach preaches a lot is toughness. And, man, just we have so much trust in what he's doing and the schedule. And, I mean, just he tells us to do something. Hey, that's the way it's going to be. Like, we're going to get it done. So we've been working with him. He's been communicating great. You know, just showing up to the yard every day and having a plan. It's been great. Sometimes the plan changes. We've been adaptable. We've been tough. So a little change of schedule never hurt nobody. Like we'll be all right.
Awesome. Love to hear that. Now, for you especially, it's been a lot of change this year. You know, you're a senior and you've been in this program for a second season now, but new coach, kind of got to figure out him and figure out the way this group is going to run, but you're counted on as a leader, as one of these seniors. So tell me a little bit about how you have changed and adjusted over the last couple of months with the new coaching staff and kind of how you've gone about, you know, bettering yourself and your teammates.
Yeah, I think when I first talked to Sponge, he talked to me about, you know, what he wanted me to do with the pitching staff and kind of, you know, being a leader or like actually leading by example a little bit. And, man, it was just communicating with them. The guys on the team have made it super easy. Like, I love these dudes. They're so awesome. He recruited phenomenally, picked a bunch of dudes that want to win, picked a bunch of dudes that want to be together, and just a bunch of tough dudes that compete. So, man, it's been phenomenal. Like, it, I, I show up to the yard every day. I was actually talking to Frank Fabian about it today earlier. Man, just like the vibe is different. Like we show up to practice excited, eager. Like, man, we want to get better. We want to win. And dude, it's been great. I'm super excited. It's a bunch of guys that, man, we'll talk stuff out if we got problems. Even if we don't have problems, we're constantly communicating. So it's been really great, man.
That's awesome. And for you, you know, you came out of the bullpen for the most part last year, and you've already got a start under your belt this season. I imagine we'll see some more of that as this year goes on. But how has that adjustment gone for you and how you've stepped into a much larger role for this pitching staff?
This summer I had the opportunity to start with the Newton Rebels, and I really fell in love with that process. Preparing for a weekend start, recovery, and just I loved that. Like, I thought it was really cool to be on a set schedule, and I was like, man, this is great. Like, what an opportunity. I called Sponge, and he was like, man, you have the opportunity. Like, you got to earn it. I was like, okay, man. Like, let's run. Let's do it. Like, I want to try to earn this. It's been a really cool opportunity. It's been a lot different coming out of the pen. If that's what I need to do, then that's what I need to do. I'm 100% like, I will do it. Anything to help this team win. If coach says we do, you know?
Absolutely. And I love that mindset. And it seems like that's the mindset of everyone on this roster. And that's really cool to see a group of guys this early in the year ready to buy into, you know, whatever's asked of them. So for you, what has that been like? You talked about, you know, kind of the group of guys you've got around you now, but how has that been to see, you know, from last year to now, to, you know, see how this group is moving forward and trying to better themselves and willing to kind of do whatever it takes to be successful?
Yeah, I think a big part of it was, the returners coming back last year. I got a call from Zach Becker over the summer, and he was like, man, you got to hear this coach out. Like, you got to hear what this guy's talking about. We really believe in him. Got a text from a couple other guys from Thomas Munn, Anthony Canavino. And they're like, dude, we're bought in. Like, we liked you as a teammate. We'd love for you to come back. Talk to this guy. Like, we trust what he's doing. He's done it before. And I got the opportunity to talk with them. Man, they were exactly right. Like, those guys were bought in. It was easy for us to get bought in. And then the new guys coming in and just wanting to change that culture and like, no, like, we're going to win now. Like, this is what we're here to do. We're here to win. We're here to, I don't know, prove people wrong. So, it's been awesome. I'm just super grateful to be around these guys.
Well, with the group you've got, you know, it's so interesting you have a year like this, right, where you have a new coaching staff that comes in and you have a ton of new faces coming into the clubhouse as well, but you've got a good group of returners, a good group of guys that can be a core for what Newman Baseball has been and how you want to move forward as a unit, right? So how have the new guys meshed so far with the returners? And it seems like things have come together really well.
Oh, yeah. No, the new guys, we've meshed really well. There was never really any overlap. I mean, it was just showed up on campus, hey, here's the new dudes. It was just family from day one. Spent a lot of time outside of the field together, got to know these guys personally. And it was very easy to become friends with all these dudes. All of them want to win. We're all going towards the same goal. We all work really hard and we'll hold each other accountable. I think, like I said earlier, Sponge did a phenomenal job of recruiting a bunch of dudes that just want to win, great teammates. That's the big thing, is just great teammates, great guys to pick you up. If you're having a rough day, you know, I can always count on one of the guys come up to me. They'll see me. They'll be like, dude, hey, let's talk it out. Let's go. Like, I don't know. It's a great group of guys.
Absolutely. And, I've only been around you guys for a couple of weeks now since the season's really gotten going, and I've already seen that, and it's been a blast to, you know, be around you guys out at the yard once again. I'm looking forward to a lot still to come. But, Alex, I want to know about you, you know, specifically. You're from Valley Center, a local kid here coming to Newman, and with a stop at Pratt Community College in between as well. Tell me a little bit about your baseball journey and how you kind of have wound up at Newman and found yourself in a great spot.
Yeah, no, born and raised Valley Center, Kansas. Love the place. I've been a Wichita kid pretty much my whole life. Love the city so much. Like, I don't know. Some of the guys are probably sick of me talking about how much I love Wichita. But yeah, I was a two-way out of high school, went to Pratt, quickly learned, hey man, like, if the ball's over 85, I'm probably not touching it. I probably should just stick to pitching. So ended up just sticking with pitching, and fell in love with it. Had my older brother played college ball, up at Eastern Michigan. He's been just such a great support for me. Really helped me out learning, like, mentally, physically. My brother's been huge. He's been a really big part of my life for me.
That's awesome. I didn't know you were two-way. What position did you play outside of pitching?
Yeah, I played first. I was a first baseman. You know, if you check my Twitter, I've got a video on there, me getting a little swing off. not the most pretty swing, but I did the job.
Hey, you know, it doesn't always have to be pretty. You know, that's the beautiful thing, right? As long as
that's
it gets
what
the
I like
job.
To say.
Well, that's awesome. I one of my questions was going to be, you know, since you're a pitcher, if you didn't pitch, what position would you play? So that kind of takes that question out of the mix, but we'll tweak it a little bit for you. If you had to change to any other position outside of pitching, and now you can't say first base, what other position would you play and why?
Yeah, man, that's a great question. I'd probably say corner outfield. One of my best friends on the team, Gavin Wakefield, me and him like to give each other crap. He always brings an outfield glove to practice, and I always kind of mess with him, tell him I'm a better outfielder than him, and I go a little hard and shagging baseball sometimes pregame. So I really enjoy playing the outfield. I have a lot of confidence out there that I can track down some fly balls. Probably a little different in game. Probably shouldn't test it out, but you know, I'll keep doing my thing in BP.
Well, hey, if we end up in a late innings, like extra innings kind of situation, and we need somebody, at least we know we've got you.
No, hey, tell Coach that, please.
Oh, I'll be happy to. I bet he'll get a kick out of that. Now, you know, on that subject, since we're bringing up Coach, you've talked a lot about him and kind of the message that he's brought across since coming to campus and kind of how he had to re-recruit some of the returners, and yourself included in that. You know, you had entered the portal from what I remember, and you decided to come back. What was it that Coach Spongberg had said to you and kind of got you to buy back in and come back to Newman and be a part of this group this season?
Yeah, no, I think one of the best things for me, man, I loved how it was not always baseball with Sponge. He would give me a call, man, check up on the family. He would text me before a couple of my starts, hey man, good luck today. I'll be watching, you know, right when I'm done, I'll check my phone. Dude, like, great game out there, six innings, like, great work. Just no other coach was doing that. And I was like, man, I really appreciated that. I appreciated how much he cared about me personally. It wasn't always just like baseball. It's like, hey, how are you doing? Like, where's your mind at? You know, just a great dude in that aspect as well. I really appreciated that a lot. And then another big part, man, I love Newman University. Like, I love the people here. I grew really close with a couple of the professors. So, like, Larry Straub, that's my guy. Really enjoyed him. So, you know, I just love the people at Newman. I love the community. So when those things met, I was like, oh, yeah, got to come back.
Awesome. Love hearing that. Now, you know, I've been around Newman. This is my third year, and I completely agree. Great people, and it certainly makes it it's a special place. But you mentioned one of your favorite professors. Tell everybody what you're studying and kind of what your plans are right now for after baseball. I don't want to talk too much about after baseball because we've still got a whole season to go for you. But do you have little plans for what you might look into after school?
Yeah. No, I'm a business management major. I did give a little shout out to Larry Straub, one of my favorite professors I've had here. He's been a great mentor, great guy I can talk to. I'm planning on going into sales after baseball. So preferably starting off in insurance and then, hey, one day if I can get into medical sales, that'd be great.
Awesome. I like that. You don't hear that sort of plan that often. That's really unique. And I think that fits for you because one of the things that I know is in sales, you got to have a great personality. And I wouldn't have you on the show if I didn't know you had a great personality, right?
I appreciate that.
All right, Alex, just a couple more questions for you before I let you go, because I know you got to get some rest and get ready for this busy weekend. But one of the things I wanted to ask you, as a Wichita guy, you know, what are some of your favorite spots, places to go to relax or to eat, things that are Wichita specific that you really enjoy?
Man, you shouldn't have brought up where to eat. Nah, I could list off a ton of places. I'll give a little hometown shout out to Big Larry's Burgers up in Valley Center. That place is phenomenal. That place will never get old, in my opinion.
Rico's Tacos. A good spot.
Hey, there we go. You've been there.
Yeah, absolutely. You can get the bacon ranch cheese fries at Big Larry's. Big fan of that.
Dude, my mouth's watering after you said that. I'm not gonna lie.
What else? What other spots should our listeners check out when they're in town for a baseball game?
Yeah, Rico's Tacos. It's in North Wichita. Place is phenomenal. I'm a big pizza guy. I'm also a big dessert guy. Oak and Pie has the best pizookie, in my opinion. It's like a cookie with ice cream on top. Best dessert in town. I know that a couple guys on the team might disagree. They might say BJ's has better pizookies, but no, I stand strong in my opinion with Open Pie.
I like it. Great stuff. Now, talk about kind of the routine of being a starter now. You kind of get into a rhythm of it, right? Like, you know, you're starting that day. You've got a routine you do before a game. Kind of walk us through how you prepare for a game. Do you listen to music? Do you do anything to kind of get in the zone? Walk us through what that process is like.
Yeah, no, it's actually a conversation me and Sponge have had earlier in the year about, okay, when do I actually start mentally locking in? And for me, I start the night before. The night before, I start locking in. Even if it's simple as watching, like, I'll go on YouTube and I'll watch Wheels. And I'll just watch, like, college baseball pitchers, like, shoving it. And I'm like, oh, yeah. It's like, this gets me fired up. And, like, go to sleep at a reasonable hour. I'll wake up. And, yeah, no, I got music on all day. From the moment I wake up, you know, I'm tossing my speaker on. I've got it going as I'm getting ready and heading to the field. And, yeah, it's pretty – I'm a big music guy, so it's pretty much nonstop there.
Awesome. What's the first song you turn on when you get ready?
Oh man, you're killing me. That's a tough question, man. I got too many. You know, as of recent, I've been listening to like a lot of Young Thug. I've been listening to Light It Up by Young Thug. That's been my go-to on game day, actually.
All right. I like it. Well, Alex, that's all I got for you. Really appreciate the time today. Great catching up with you as always. And, you know, best of luck this weekend. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, man, I'm really looking forward to it. Dude, thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. That is Alex Gillig, senior pitcher for your Newman Jet baseball team. We'll take a break and be back with more here on the JetCast right after this.
Hey, boss, the backhoe was stolen from the Valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
Ah, What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Don Linger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Don Linger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at donlinger.biz. That's DONDLINGER.BIZ. Don Linger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider here, joined now over the phone by our brand new head volleyball coach here at Newman, Coach Tori Provencio. Coach, thank you so much for the time today. Really appreciate you joining us, and welcome back to Newman.
Yes, I am happy to be here, and thanks for taking time out of your day to talk to me as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's start with this. You know, coming to Newman as an alum certainly has to be just a really special moment for you. But take me through a little bit about, you know, the process of, you know, getting hired and getting on campus and now what you've been working on to get started.
Yeah, no, it's kind of a surreal experience. You know, it's kind of one of those full circle moments. And just my whole journey up to this point has been fun, but it's been challenging. You know, when I came to Newman, I had my daughter. So I took a year off after I had her from volleyball, and then I got back into the sport. So that was, you know, a challenge, but I wouldn't obviously change it for the world. So, you know, we joke around that she's a little Jet and she's been around the gym, and, you know, her dad played basketball here as well. And so it's kind of a family thing. And to be back here is great. It's an honor. And I loved my time here at Newman. My coach, Natalie Ross, and she was great. Natalie Burton, now she's married, but yeah, it's been a good transition. I've seen some familiar faces, which is obviously awesome. And yeah, and everybody's been super welcoming, and nothing but great things. I'm busy, but it's a good busy.
Absolutely. You know, when you talk about, you know, coming back to Newman and seeing familiar faces, that has to bring back some fun memories for you, you know, in your past playing days. But, you know, I wanted to ask you kind of about your previous experiences and influences as well. You spent a lot of time at Hutch and at Butler. What about those experiences has helped to prepare you for this coaching journey here at Newman, and kind of how those coaches and other players maybe have influenced you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's all my experience is a huge influence. You know, I was an assistant coach for 10 years, and while that is kind of a long time as an assistant coach, I was able to see what worked and what didn't work. And so I think just that observation of, you know, from the second position there is huge. I went on board with Coach Hall at Hutch, and he kind of gave me that foundational work to go off of. And a lot of my stuff is, you know, implemented from his framework. And so that was huge. You know, I never expected to be even coaching, and for him to kind of take me on board there at Hutch was very, it was a surprise, but also an honor. And so learning from him there at Hutch was great. And so I learned a lot from him. Also, Delise Downing there at Hutch, I've learned a lot from her. And then after Hutch, I went to Butler, and Lisa Lechtenberg, she's there now. She's amazing. She's great. And so we still, you know, it was hard to leave there. It was a great situation there too, but I've learned a lot from all these different coaches and have been able to kind of create my own system, and hopefully it works. And I have a good feeling that it will, but yeah, so it's been a journey, and it's been a lot of work. And but also I know the ins and outs, and I know the logistics of things, because I've been on that side. And so, yeah, taking all my knowledge and just kind of throwing it into my own program, I'm really excited, and I've been ready for some time now, but this kind of just was the perfect opportunity, and to coach for, you know, a place that I've played, I couldn't ask for more.
Absolutely. You know, being a Wichita native and now with your experience in the Jayhawk Conference, I mean, you're talking about a lot of knowledge of a really hot volleyball area. I mean, there's so many great athletes that come through Wichita high schools or come through Kansas through junior colleges. How do you feel like that might help you as a coach and, you know, not only building a roster but trying to create, you know, this hotbed at Newman? Because you've said in kind of your press release of becoming the head coach that you felt like Newman was a place that could be really special volleyball-wise. So how does that kind of build into your vision?
Yeah, I mean, I've created a ton of connections these past 10 years in the junior college world, you know, all over the country. We've traveled. We've been to nationals. I know what teams are great. I'm connected with some coaches in the Jayhawk Conference and outside the Jayhawk Conference. So I definitely am going to tap into the JUCO world. I'm a firm believer in junior college. I still am, even though I'm coaching at it, you know, NCAA Division II. I still see the positives of a junior college, and so that's very attractive for me as a coach to recruit those individuals, and now that I have those connections, I think it's a huge benefit. So I'm definitely going to tap into that, and just being centrally located I think is great. You know, I love Kansas. I love, and when you love something, it's easier to promote. You know, I was just talking to somebody and, you know, explaining the beauty of Wichita and what all it has to offer, you know, the cost of living, the no traffic, the people. And that's another thing is I'm very well connected within the community. I know, you know, a lot of people, a lot of, you know, people, business owners, just friends, everybody. I love being social, and so to have those connections and that support within the community has been huge. I mean, just the support alone and the congratulations that I've received from the area has been huge. But yeah, so that makes it a lot easier to promote when you actually believe in something and you love where you live and you love the people around you. It creates, yeah, an easy sell. And so definitely, though, within the junior college community is where I'm going to be tapping in. And obviously, just within the community itself, we have a great volleyball, a lot of club volleyball around here, Kansas City as well. But also beyond, I've made a lot of great connections while being an assistant coach there at junior college.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk a little bit on more about, you know, the team and the group that you've got. I know it's been kind of a whirlwind over the last, you know, couple of weeks getting to know them and getting some work in. You mentioned, you know, individual work and kind of trying to build that rapport with the players that you have while simultaneously building, you know, to bring new athletes in as well. But kind of take us through the work that you've put in to get to know the group that you have right now.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, we've had individuals in the office and on the court. So, you know, as much as I want to get to work and really break down, you know, body mechanics and motor patterns and all that stuff, I also want to get to know the girls, and that's been fun too. I like to spend a lot of time with them, you know, ask about school, ask about whatever, you know, they want to talk about. And I think that is just as important to build that trust. But on the court, yeah, I love this spring because we have the time to break down everything. And it is a little bit of a slower practice as individuals, but it honestly is so beneficial when we put everything together. This is the foundation of, you know, everything. And so when I'm talking about team practices, you know, in the fall, this work is so crucial. Because in order to do that stuff in the fall, we have to be fundamentally sound and have those motor patterns developed already. And so this, while it may seem redundant and a little bit slow at first, it's so necessary. And so, you know, just letting them know that patience also, they have to have patience. I have patience. I know it'll eventually work out if, you know, it is, you know, if the repetition is there, I know it's going to work. But for them, you know, they want to pick it up super quick. You know, they're used to catching on to things really quick. But, you know, any positive change usually takes, it's a slow process. And so they have to be willing to be patient. And, you know, failure, you have to, it's that J curve. You have to fail a little bit before those results come. So really kind of just telling them to not focus so much on the outcomes right now, but that they'll eventually come. That's a little bit tough. So just kind of showing them that patience is necessary, and if you just stick with it, that it'll come. That's a little tough, but that, again, that's that trust. And so far, I think they've put some trust in me, and I have all the trust in them. So,
absolutely. Well, Coach, again, really appreciate the time. Before we let you go, though, I kind of have a couple of other questions about you and your style of coaching, your vision for this program. But let's start with the type of player, the identity that you want this team to have. What maybe characteristics when you envision Newman volleyball do your players have, and how are we, you know, looking at this team moving forward?
Yeah, first and foremost, I want our individuals, our players, Newman volleyball players, to be good human beings. So I really prioritize being a decent human being in society, around campus, treating everybody with respect. I think that your true character is so important, and that goes, you know, to the court too as well. So, I mean, you could be a superstar volleyball player, but if you're not a good person, it's not a good fit here at Newman. So being a well-rounded individual is so important to me. You know, I would say we win with grace, we lose with grace. And, you know, you have to really live that through. Your true character is tested sometimes when things aren't going your way. So that is so important into Newman's identity, and it's implemented every day. You know, we talk about situations, you know, what you're doing when no one is looking, and just situational things like that. I think it's just so important for your character. So basically, the identity of a Newman volleyball player is a well-rounded individual in society.
I like that. That's really, I think you're spot on with that being kind of the Newman identity. And again, you know that about as well as anyone having been here. But another question I did have is you're a Derby graduate as well, and you got a Derby Panther on the roster right now, and Avery Kelly as well. So was it a little easier maybe to get a little rapport built with her, knowing that you both are Derby Panthers?
Yeah, that was nice. I was like, oh, yeah, you're from Derby. And Shelby Krause, she's still there at Derby, and she's also a coach that I've learned a ton from. And so that's always easy to build that rapport. Oh, you know, Shelby Krause was my coach too. And they're like, really? I'm like, yeah, she's been there for quite some time. So that's always super nice. And, you know, obviously I'm from Derby, and so just local spots and just being able to have something in common is really easy to build that rapport. But also, you know, I always find joy in building rapport too with individuals that are different from me and don't have a similar path. I think that's, you know, I always encourage our players to embrace the differences of others. And so I really kind of lean into that too with, you know, my players. So maybe a player that, you know, comes from a different town or a different background, I find joy in that as well. So while, yeah, it's easy to connect with players from a similar background, it's also fun to connect with those players that have a little bit of a different path than me.
Absolutely. Now, before I let you go, get just some fun personal, you know, get to know you kind of questions.
Yeah.
What outside of volleyball, what do you do? What do you enjoy? You know, do you have any hobbies or anything that helps you relax from the rigors of coaching?
Yeah, I run marathons. That's fun for me. I am a runner. I've run 11 marathons and so full marathons. So that is just my outlet. That is my joy. It's hard, but it's also very rewarding. And I think it also just, you know, kind of tests you and kind of shows that, you know, you just can't give up and you persevere. And it just creates a lot of life lessons. Running is very humbling. And so I try to run a marathon a year. That's my goal. until I croak. So we'll see how far I can get with that. But yeah, running, you know, I'm really busy right now with, you know, my daughter's activity. She's really getting into volleyball, which is awesome. I knew the day would come, you know, she's always played it, but you know, basketball, she kind of preferred basketball in her youth. And, I never forced it. I was like, it'll come. And it, the day has come where she prefers volleyball. So, what do I do outside of volleyball? I do more volleyball with her, but I wouldn't trade it for, I mean, it's so fun. I love this age. You know, she's really growing, and that's just fun to be a part of. So, lots of volleyball tournaments and, so yeah, that's kind of, I'm kind of a boring person. I don't do a lot of, I guess, fun stuff, running and activities with my daughter. So,
that's not boring at all. Not at all.
Yeah.
I would say the first portion there is at least terrifying for me. The thought of running makes me want to croak, but you know, maybe you'll be a good influence for me and my physical health, because I certainly need to get out and exercise at some point. But
you should give it a try. I think it's great. I mean, distance running, like I said, can be very humbling, and I just had a marathon, and honestly, I had my interview, my Zoom interview the day after I ran the Houston Marathon. So I was a little bit tired for that interview, but, so I just had it in January, and, I didn't get the time I wanted. So that's always disappointing, but at the same time, it's just, I feel very, lucky to finish a marathon every time. So.
Yeah, absolutely. That's amazing to even think about. I don't think I could do 2 miles right now, let alone 26.2.
But you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, well, that's the part, is I got to get started, I think. But who knows?
Yeah,
We'll revisit this come fall. Maybe I'll make a little progress in that direction.
Okay. Yeah, maybe I'll challenge you. So, yeah, I'll hold you to it for sure.
All right. Well, Coach, thank you again for the time. Really appreciate it. So excited to get to know you and see this team grow in your vision in the future. But again, thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. That's Newman head volleyball coach Tori Provencio here on the JetCast. We'll take a break and wrap up the show right after this.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Hi friends, Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mount Hamilton Ford. Are you looking for a car, truck, or SUV?
With over 500 new vehicles, we are sure to have exactly what you want and what you need. Mount Hamilton Ford is sure to have your favorite color at a payment that fits your budget. Not looking for a new vehicle? No problem. Let our sales staff help you find a pre-owned vehicle. Over 90% of our vehicles are certified. That means peace of mind for you.
Shop us online or in person. Mount Hamilton Ford. Experience the difference.
Final segment of the JetCast here on episode 161 of our show. As we wrap up today, let's take a look at the upcoming Newman athletic calendar. Busy weekend starting tonight as the Newman basketball teams head out on the road. They will take on the Nebraska Kearney Lopers here tonight, the 12th of February. Women at 5:30, men at 7:30 to follow. Then they will round out their road trip Saturday afternoon, Valentine's Day, in Hayes, America, with a 2 o'clock start for the women's team as they take on the 7th-ranked Fort Hays State Tigers. And the Newman men will play at approximately 4 o'clock from Gross Memorial Coliseum on Saturday against Fort Hays State as well. On Friday, the Newman baseball team will host a doubleheader against the Upper Iowa Peacocks. Game one starting at noon on Friday. Game two to follow approximately a 3 o'clock start is expected there. And tentatively, there is one game scheduled for baseball on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They are expecting some rain maybe in the forecast on Saturday afternoon here in Wichita. So that game could potentially be moved to Sunday. But as of right now, it is a 2 o'clock start on Saturday expected, and then a noon start on Sunday for the fourth and final game of that series between the Jet baseball team and Upper Iowa. But stay posted for information and updates regarding those start times and potential schedule changes there. Also on Friday, the women's bowling team will head to the D2 Challenge in Newcastle, Delaware, and they will compete all weekend long at that event and look to continue their solid spring start for the women's bowling team. The men's bowling team has been fantastic as well. They've won a couple of conference titles and event titles over the last several weeks and are ranked in the top 10 right now. And they'll be in action on Saturday and Sunday heading to Indianapolis. And they'll compete in the Hoosier Classic in this weekend's competition on the men's bowling lanes. And then finally on Saturday as well, the wrestling team will be hosting 14th ranked Central Missouri in a duel, and that'll start at 3 o'clock inside of Fugate Gymnasium. Into next week, Newman Baseball will be at home in the midweek. They'll host Northwestern Oklahoma State Tuesday afternoon at 2 o'clock from McCarthy Field. And then into next week as well, men's and women's tennis will be back in action. They will be hosting Cowley Community College on Thursday afternoon. Time has not yet been announced for that competition, so stay posted for that as well. And then Friday, February 20th, the Jet softball team will head out to Topeka, and they will compete over the weekend at the Washburn Tournament. They'll play against teams like Wayne State and Minnesota Crookston on Friday, and then Lincoln, and they'll also take on Rockhurst on Saturday. So four games over 2 days. They'll play at noon and 2 on Friday, and then 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on Saturday. Jet baseball in action next week as well. They'll host their conference opener series against the Washburn Ichabods Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at McCarthy Field. Friday the 20th, they'll play at 3 o'clock. Saturday the 21st will be a 2 o'clock first pitch, and the Sunday finale on the 22nd will start at noon. Also next week on the 21st, Jet basketball on the road on Saturday, as they will head to historic White Auditorium in Emporia and take on the Hornets in a doubleheader. The women will play at 1:30 in that contest, and the men will follow at about 3:30 as well. So that is a quick look at about the next week or so in Newman Athletics. But as always, if you want to check it out or look a little deeper into some of these schedules, you can go to newmanjets.com/calendar and check out the full composite schedule of Jets athletics. And you can also look at the Newman Jets app and customize your experience to look in depth at your team of choice. But that's just about going to wrap up our show today. Thanks as always for tuning in. Also, big shout out to our two guests today in new head volleyball coach Tori Provencio and senior pitcher on the Newman baseball team in Alex Gillig. Really enjoyed catching up with each of them, getting to know them a little bit better, and having some fun conversations. But again, thank you to them for taking the time and visiting with us. And thank you to you, our listeners, for checking it out. We'll be back next week for another edition of the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. But again, in the meantime, if you missed anything, check us out on Spotify or TuneIn or Apple Podcasts. You can go to newmanjets.com/podcast to learn more as well. But thanks again for tuning in. I'm Jackson Schneider. We'll see you next time here on the JetCast.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.